Good people, good people. It's your boy Cool McCain. I'm joined as always by the gentleman beside me, the other half of our monarchy here on the show, my man the playmaker. And we do have a couple of special guests on with us tonight. Right below me, we got our guy Wise El Jefe, the man behind Real Wise Radio, Real Wise Television, and all other things Real Wise, as well as diagonally down from me, the homie Key in the building, you know, just helping us celebrate episode 100. So we got our normal, you know, slate for you to look at online and kind of see what's going on. But, you know, one of the things about special episodes is sometimes you go a little bit off the rails. So I have a great feeling that this probably is going to happen tonight. But, hey, you got to have something to work with. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you have to put these things out there when you have my co-host, because he's very much, you know, stringent. So got to get him to relax a little bit. We're working on it. Playmaker, what up, man?
I just know he does not try to put this on me. I just know he ain't try to do that. Am I?
What? You one that said you didn't care what happened. It's the 100th episode. It's whatever. That's what you said last week.
Yeah, but I mean, we got to have something. You know, you want to have something to follow. And then, if, like I say, if we decide to go left, right, up, down, cat a corner, whatever, hey, we do the thing. You know what I'm saying?
But lucky for him, don't take me long to prepare for stuff.
Who does it take long to prepare, sir? Pray tell.
Who I don't know this? How you prepare. We don't have that discussion. Yeah,
so since you don't know how to prepare, why assume it takes me a long time?
Right. Why not assume that I'm a savant? I said, lucky for you, don't take me a long time to prepare. That's what I said.
I'm messing with you, sir. I'm just messing with you. We are also joined, good people, by one of our recurring guests, one Mr. Cole Johnson. Mr. Johnson, it's lovely to see you in the building tonight.
Good evening, everybody. Thank good you, evening, Cole. How you doing, Playmaker? How you doing, Key? Wise, what's up, man?
What up?
Didn't I just see you about an hour ago?
I'm sure y'all were cutting up. I'm going to do a little bit of that here. But hey, since we got everybody here right now,
yeah, it's not that hard when you have certain teams that want to give you material.
Oh, somebody's a little salty. I got you. But
oh, wow.
I got you. But yeah. Right. So
no, he worried. I'm very salty. Yeah, because of that one team that don't want to stat the headlines.
Yeah, he is. I thought you were talking about USF, but that's okay.
Well, I was taking shots at me. Don't worry. It's all good.
I mean, at least your Rams won.
I wasn't ready.
That's all good.
I should have been, but I wasn't.
Don't worry.
Good people.
I don't talk NFL, but if I did, I would have had me some fun. But I don't talk NFL.
You dirty for that. Since we got everybody here, let's just start off. What would be a good moment for you guys, you know, from the show? Had 100 episodes. So it doesn't have to be your perfect, but just something that you, you know, may come off the top of your head, just something that you think would be a good moment. Cole, I know you've been around a little bit, so let's start with you. Even if you want to do a couple of good moments from the show that you have in your mind, sir.
Let's see, a couple of good moments for the show. I'm trying to think. I think one of the great moments of the show was when Yolanda was challenging us with cakes. I was like, oh, why not? Okay, all right. So Yolanda, what's your beefcake? And then she ended up saying that hers was Randy Orton.
That's
a moment that stands out to me. Yeah. That's a good moment.
Yeah. Key, would you like to share a moment that you thought was a good moment? And then if that'll give Cole a chance to think of a couple more.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good moments when you're ranting about trips. I mean, I'm sorry, Paul.
Paul. Paul. Yeah, Key's right about that.
Sometimes you get my
that's how mad he was. He's like, you know what? I'm not calling you Tris. I'm not calling you Triple H. No, we're going straight to your first name.
That's always good when you're ranting, you know, you're on government name terms.
Now you know how that's I feel about Jerry Jones. That's why I always call him Jarrell.
Oh, I feel the same way about Jerry Jones, sir. I'll be right with you on that. I'll be 100% behind you, 20 toes down, 10 fingers and 10 toes. 20 toes down behind you on that one, sir.
20. Wow.
Playmaker, what's a couple of moments?
Man, say, me and you, we run the show. We can say Ross to the end.
Well, I was going to give you and then hit Wise. You know what I'm saying?
I was saying, me and you, we can say you're always at the end of the show.
You want me to go?
We do the show.
You want me to go? That's what it is. I'll go. Sorry. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because we have some more moments at the end, too. We got 100 episodes.
Any episode that I'm on is memorable. So, and I've been on quite a few. Wow.
Any episode you own?
Yeah. I'm always having fun on when I come on here.
I like that.
It's the way Cole said it.
I liked it.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
I did that. So we're going to do it a little different today as well.
Let me see. Yeah, any episode that we would get a chance to talk about Mercedes Moné and see Playmaker squirm in his seat.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Anytime we mention Miss Parker.
Hey, Miss Parker.
Or any yams of that sort. Don't gotta be Miss Parker.
Oh yeah. All the cakes, especially when you get to the triple layer frosted. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Triple layer frosted.
That's them nice snacks cakes. You know what I'm saying? That's them Naomi cakes. That's them ones that's just voluptuous cakes. That's the triple layer frosted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's many layers of cakes. You got, you know, just to break it down for everybody, just to do a reset so people understand what I'm saying. Sometimes I'm saying you got your triple layer frosted. You got your triple layer. The difference is your frosted means it's more full and voluptuous. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little extra roundedness on every layer. Then you got your double layer frosted. You got your single layer frosted. You got the cupcakes, frosted cupcakes, you know. So, you know, you got the regular, and some of them, you know, just see that extra volume, the extra little je ne sais quoi. Those are the ones that are frosted.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, just to put it out there. I know Playmaker got his head down right now. That's how you do when the cakes come up. Except for a couple of times I've been able. Oh, another ones is my favorite. Is the ones where I get the gold Playmaker into talking about cakes. Now, those are precious because they're very few and far in between. But if I can get Playmaker to talk about some cakes, bro, that's like a, you know what I'm saying? It's like going to Ruth Chris. It's like you don't go there all the time.
Not Ruth Chris. Oh man,
that's a special occasion cakes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we can get.
And Ruth Chris ain't cheap.
You know what I mean? That's that. Hey, not at all. It only happened about two or three times, but.
Oh yeah, I do remember. I do remember a rant of cakes he liked, but he disliked because of Liv Morgan's run. Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. And I will say. The Liv Morgan has made it onto the cake chart. She is now cupcakes.
Yes. She definitely is a cupcake.
So she is on the chart.
Yes.
At a time, it didn't feel like her voluptuousness was there to be cupcakes, but she has rounded out in the form, and she definitely has become cupcakes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Along with her replacement or her placeholder, Roxanne Perez is also.
No replacement.
She's also on the...
I think that's the first time Roxanne, because we just talk about Roxanne. He'll never mention the case with Roxanne.
I decide I haven't mentioned because I'm deciding if she's frosted cupcakes or just regular cupcakes. So until I can make the determination, I haven't been talking about her. So that's why. Because I want to make sure I have her on the proper level before I introduce her to the cake.
I don't think she's frosted. Regular.
I'm leaning toward regular. Okay, I'm definitely leaning toward regular, but I just want to make sure that I get a couple of more visual samples just to ensure that I'm properly rating. Roxy, yeah, if you know. You got to rate them right. If you're going to rate, you got to rate right. You know what I'm saying? All right, but on to the actual wrestling. So since we have you wonderful people on with us, let's do NXT a little different, Playmaker. Let's let our guests, if there's any highlights or anything that they saw in NXT.
You know, I was going to throw one out there just to get it started, since you want to talk about cakes. I mean, because the opening match was nothing but cakes for you, sir.
I know. You think I don't know about matches with cakes? I could not be watching this. Something would just say turn it on when there's cakes. That's what it is.
Sure, you're right.
not that voice. No. Not the berry,
right? He didn't got the berry. Got the berry voice going? What's going on here?
So since we're going to do it, Cole Johnson, you had Last Legend going against Jada Parker past Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Them is triple layer frosted. Last match. Them is another one. It's them triple layer frosted.
By the way, that woman is athletic as I don't know what to be that size. I messed around.
Trick Williams is winning more than
one. I messed around and came across an Instagram post. Yes. And this woman was doing double backflips. I'm like,
yeah, Trick Williams is winning.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she can do that.
Yeah. Now you know.
It was her, Trick Williams, her former tag team partner, and somebody else. I'm like, oh wow, okay. I didn't know Laz was.
So they looking really good though.
Yeah, I miss her.
She always did. Yeah, she always did. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got Cole Johnson and Cool McCain that's visualizing the match between Last Legend and Jada Parker right now.
Yes, you do. All I can think
that's a lovely sight.
Miss Parker.
Yep.
Cold voice that got deep in everything. He went down not small five, he done went down about 12 octaves.
Not 12. That's right.
Now that they are done visualizing Miss Last Legend BJ DePaca. Jeez. When is one of these two going to get a title shot? I'm just throwing that out there.
They need to. It's about time.
Here's the thing for me personally. Lash Legend and Jada Parker, do not play with them. If you're not going to get in the belt, find a way to keep them away from it. When you're going to have them have a match, let them win. So if you're going to do what you all normally do with let's say certain people, right, then don't do that with them. So if you're not going to really give them the championship, at least the North American, don't even put them in a match. Don't do it, because they're on the ride. Because all that lovely cakeness needs to be displayed properly with championships when they get opportunities.
All right, not to cut y'all off, but I got to get ready to get out the do something else, but I just wanted to show my face and congratulate y'all on 100. That's always the hardest. 100 of anything is always the hardest. Appreciate now it. You can get 100 more and 100 more.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking a little time out, Key, to hop in with us. And we know you've been commenting to you.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'll be listening to you. Just because I'm doing something else, don't mean I'm not going to be listening. Absolutely. I can multitask.
Oh, you might want to listen, because I got a feeling Cody Johnson about to come out for the next part of this NXT show.
Are you? Oh Lord, are you going to talk about what's her face? No.
We still in NXT.
I was about to say, you know, I know her slave name, but
there's somebody else. There's somebody else on NXT that gets that same vibe from Cody Johnson. I know, baby. And it just so happened to be right after the Last Legend Jada Parker match, which is great. Thank you, Bleach Report, for putting this together for me.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be definitely tuning in. All right, y'all.
All right.
Yeah. See you.
So, why Cole Johnson gonna be steaming in Nashville, Tennessee? Why? Cool. We had Javon Evans do a promo, and Josh Briggs decided to channel his Undertaker.
Get that chump off the set. Get that chump off the television set. Why are they pushing Josh Briggs? The dude is useless. I mean, he was carried around by another useless tag team partner. And now he's supposed to be a lackey. Why is he anywhere sniffing the NXT championship? Why? I mean, he basically is nothing more than a dollar store JBL. Why?
Dollar store JBL.
I love
dollar
this.
Store JBL.
I love it. I knew you were gonna go off. I knew it. I'm like, they set this up very perfectly for me how they did this. Anything wise for Josh
Javon Edmonds and a doggone mannequin that weighs 260 pounds. Please.
Wow. I didn't know how you felt about Josh Breed.
I know. That's why I went there, bro.
I would have to say that I don't have a problem with the sentiment that Cole has put forth. And as a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say I'll echo that sentiment.
Thank you, sir.
From Cole Johnson going off to my co-host going off, because the Speed Championship made his debut on NXT.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It was a tournament put together to determine who will be the number one contender for the Speed title. And the first matchup was Mrs. Britt Shire from TNA against Candice LeRae. I don't even care about the match. The fact that I can look at Cool Face and he's already disgusted. It's perfect for me.
The whole concept of the Speed Championships is asinine.
10, 11, 12, and 13.
14, 15, and 16, too. It is, okay, the Speed, to me, the whole concept, the whole start, the whole thing behind the Speed Championships is equivalent to when you have an old trash can in the back that you've had for years, and you put trash in it, and sometimes you leave it open, and rain and water and stuff get in there, and it all go to the bottom, and if you don't dump it out, it's just sitting there and just, you know, emulsify. That's what the Speed Championships are to me. The tournament and everything, because they're supposed to be 5-minute matches. They're supposed to be the whole thing, right? What was the purpose of bringing it on the TV? Oh, because it got so few views on social media. The people was like, no, we're not going to put that trash up here no more. Nobody watches that. Nobody cares. Oh, so you thought that you put it on regular TV and we would care. We still don't care. So whoever are these champions, when they have matches, that will be the time that people go to the bathroom, whether they're at the event, whether they're watching at home. It'll also be the time to re-up your snacks, your drink getting low, whatever, because you're building in something that we care less about than two people who we don't even know wrestle, and that's the Speed Championships. So great job, NXT, on basically taking you got rid of the Cruiserweight Championship, right? You got rid of something that people actually was like, okay, that's kind of cool, and now you're bringing garbage in, and you think we're going to care about the garbage. You're not going to sell any of those championships. They'll be folded into something else really quickly. I guarantee they'll be folded into the North American championships in about 6 months or less. But enjoy your little bit of time with this nonsense that you're trying to pull on us. We ain't that hard up for wrestling belts. Not at all.
No, all we have to do is go to AEW for that.
I mean, they already got 35, 40. And that's just AEW, not counting the other 25 in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't, yeah. And these belts could be $50 and I wouldn't buy them. Believe that.
What if they $2?
I would not pay a dollar.
I mean, AEW has, yeah, AEW hold for a fan championship. Come on now, please.
Bleacher Report, you did me justice. He ain't have to take long to get to Cole Johnson and Cole McCain. I love it. That's right off rip. That's right off rip. He had to waste no time.
It's filth. Boom, farm, and flam is what it is. It's boom, farm, and flam.
I agree with all that.
All right. Now, Trick Willie doing his Trick Willie things, you know, stuff like that. Talking to the crowd, you know. And DIY showed up.
Okay.
So, okay. Main roster, we don't like DIY. NXT?
Wait.
They are remembered for what they did in NXT.
Don't lie to the people like that. Don't lie to people. Huh? No, don't lie to people. People have to give a crap about a team to hate them.
Facts.
Well, in NXT, they give a crap.
No, they do in NXT. In SmackDown, crickets make louder noises than they do.
Facts. Actual information.
No, they get booze when they come out, so some people care.
I believe they piped in, bro. I don't think nobody cared that much. I believe they piped in.
Yeah.
Wise?
They just need to go back to NXT to me. Like, those are the best times, man. The Goldie and when DIY and NXT was the best. But that's when they had the rivalry with Undisputed Era and all. So it's
and each other.
Yeah. So, main roster, I don't know. They just haven't gotten the right promotion on the main roster. They haven't got the right push. At the tag team division is fucking horrible. Oops, sorry. My apologies. I didn't mean to curse.
I love my apologies, y'all. I love it.
The tag team division is horrendous, man. It's nothing. They jobber out my Motor City Machine Guns. It looks like they're about to break up. They're about to break up the Street Profits. Like, it's just stupid.
It's about time.
Ain't happened yet. Shut up.
You want him to break up the Street Profits?
Yeah, he been calling for like a whole year.
He been begging for that since episode one, bro.
Yes, because they jerking their chains. I'm like, what's the purpose?
They gonna jerk them worse when they by themselves.
Well, I think they're gonna jerk one of them worse. That's the messed up part.
They gonna jerk both of their chains because that's how they do.
Speaking of tag teams, going to the women's side. We have a triple threat match coming up, I believe, tomorrow with Fatal Influence, the Colin, and Soruka and Zarya to determine the number one contenders for the women's tag team titles, who are held by the Queen Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
I just want to say Soruka and Zarya, I'm here for it. I'm here for them cakes. I'm here for it.
I'm sorry for the politically incorrect statement I'm about to make. But Soruka is the whitest black woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's okay. We accept that. I will What's say that them cakes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I was like, that makes sense. Because you could tell a little bit on her face and the cake. Like, that's,
mm-hmm.
It makes sense, but.
Yeah.
She's not the whitest. She's not the whitest black person we know, though.
Not the whitest black person we know.
Yeah, the whitest black person we know plays in the NBA.
Actually, it's a name that I mentioned that I was told by my wonderful brother, my ace. That's a trigger word.
No, when I say, I mean actually by looks, not by how they act.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about looks. Isaiah Hartenstein.
Okay.
That's the whitest black man.
Well, he is half black.
Yeah, he is half black. Him and Soruka, that's the whitest two black people in the world.
You see why? Aren't you proud of me? I didn't even mention the person's name.
Oh, he triggered me too. Trust me.
Well, I know I triggered you to say the same thing, but still.
Oh, yeah.
I did say the name.
Thank you, sir.
Kylie Armstrong went against Dorian Grace. Dorian Grace won. Bloody up Blake Monroe in the process. That's probably the only part I don't like about that.
Wait, wait. Why don't you like about that? Because, I mean, they're making Blake Monroe an absolute terror. So what's the problem?
You have to bloody her up yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, what are you expecting to do? Just do Ring Around the Rosie and do a musical chairs as they
no, I want this rivalry. I want this rivalry to be done. That's what I'm saying.
Because
you was pinned in the middle of the square ring, fair and square. You she didn't cheat to beat you. She just outwitted you. That's all she did.
But we know this is going to be a months long program. Obviously they're building this to be the main event that isn't a title picture program. So, you know, this is going to go on for at least 2 more months.
If that was the case, you don't have Blake Monroe pin the Juggernaut in the middle of the ring cleanly.
Well, you can't. Go ahead, Cole.
The cakes on the Juggernaut.
For a muscle-bound woman, I'm surprised. Yeah.
Those are some powerful cakes.
I'm serious. For a muscle-bound woman, I am surprised.
Yes. Minor fact. I hate to do this. I hate to change the subject, but who does get the title Power Cake, sir?
So Power Cakes is Jordan Grace. Thunder Cakes is Jay Cargill.
Lord have mercy.
Sounds about right.
I want to clear that up for the audience because they might have got it confused.
But I don't watch AEW that much, right? Uh-huh. But there's a set of cakes on there that they compete with the Thunder Cakes and the Power Cakes.
Please let the people know who you're talking about. So right. I think no.
Which one, sir?
Miss Megan Bain.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't disagree with one syllable of that name. No, sir.
I'm kind of mad you hiked Cool up because I'm about to bring him back down.
Yes, Megan Bain.
My fault.
Megan Bain, the most attractive woman. Grand numbers, it's second to me, but Megan Bain's most attractive woman in AEW. I'll admit that.
And I like so Tony Storm. Her cakes are not bad, but them hips with the cakes.
Yes,
yeah, like, it's yeah. a hip thing. It's you know, a hip it's thing like, with Tony. Yeah,
yes, it's mm-hmm. like she's like jumbo cupcakes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, like each side is like a jumbo cupcake, individually. So she's like jumbo cupcakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damien, Sammy Sosa decided to bleach his skin caramel again.
All right, we got a couple of comments. Let me go ahead and hit those up. Mm-hmm. So Yolanda says, "Hey fellas, what's going on, Yolanda?
Hello,
you couldn't be on with us tonight, but we'll get you on when you can. And appreciate you tuning in, like you always do." Mm-hmm. She says, "Congratulations on the 100. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And of course, Damien says, "Soul Ruku is the whitest black person since Sammy Sosa."
Well, that's a fire joke. That's a fire joke. But
it's a good joke. It's a good joke.
It's a fire joke. But yeah. I actually saw a picture. I think I saw a video of him recently. I'm like, oh, you sure want to be black AI again? Video? I don't know if it was AI, but I was like, you want to be black all of a sudden again? Really? Dude, right. I've never seen one person actually be Neapolitan in skin tone. Dude look like chocolate one moment, vanilla one moment, and strawberry another moment. How wow. is that possible?
This man said Neapolitan. I'm done.
It's one of my favorite questions.
I'm done.
Oh, I loved watching him play, but I mean,
hold on. He got cool to say he's done. Did anybody not catch that?
I was trying with that, but yes, I caught it. I'm done, bro. My man.
What did was nobody was going to catch that? Cool McCain said, "I'm done."
I'm done.
When does that ever happen?
I wouldn't even try with that. I mean, I have seen that can look chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I'm like, no. It should be a crime for any human being to look two different colors, unless you have vitiligo, let alone three. I'm like, come on.
And the other reason why I'm done is because everything he's saying is true.
Man. Now, to... Okay. Main event.
Something okay, so wrong, Playmaker?
I got a feeling you gonna have something to say. I already know Koo gonna have something to say. I'm almost certain I want to say something that Wise is gonna have something to say after I get through this main event. Eight man tag match. Dark State, who are the NXT tag team champions, against the former champions Hank and Tank. Ricky Saints. And the NXT champion over Finney. Now,
the fact that you even said Hank and Tank, right? Like,
the name, sorry. The name sucks. The team is garbage, but the name sucks.
Why even pushing? Why?
It gets even
not even pushing. Not even pushing. They put the titles on them.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, they won three matches and all of a sudden they get a title match. I'm like, what are we?
Forget title match. They put the titles on.
No, you know what?
I would have preferred Briggs and the Japanese dude.
That would have made more sense. Yeah,
I would prefer anybody. You could have put the men's tag team championship on two women, and I'd have preferred that to Hank and Tank.
Oh Lord, no. Not the men's or two women.
Me and Koo sat here for weeks. Like, okay, so this team is going through an identity crisis. You got the Street Profits giving advice. You got the Hardys giving advice. You got another team giving advice. All these different teams from the main roster are different companies giving them advice. And all of a sudden, they won three matches in a row. Oh, you get a title match. And then they end up winning it. Like, really? Really? All of a sudden, they can just start winning matches off left and right.
And then it went worse. They dropped it to Dark State.
So here's what I don't understand, y'all.
Listen, Dark State, I don't have a problem with Dark State that much, right? They're trying a little bit too shieldish for me, a little bit.
And that's the problem. That's the problem right there.
But as long as Hank and Tank ain't have it, I just can't with Hank and Tank.
It gets worse. Now, let me dive into the match. Oba Femi did the Ricky Saint pose. Ricky Saint's got a smile out of it. And them two end up fighting. So it's literally four against two.
So they takes those two out the match, right?
Now with it being four against two, you have James has Tank in the chokehold. He's telling him nobody's going to save him. And name's cool. Guess what name he said?
Say his name and he appears.
And guess who appeared?
I believe in Joe Hendry. Why?
He appears and Hanky Tank. I was like,
as soon as he said no one's gonna save you, I was like,
I knew the same thing when I said the same thing. Like, oh Lord, here's a Joe Hendry appearance.
And they've been leading you up to it because people in the back keep saying his name every week, so you know he's there.
Yeah,
Joe Hendry gets Hanky Tank to win over Dark State. Who are the NXT tag team champions?
Well, what have I been saying about Dark State? What have I been saying, Playmaker, every week? They go in, they try to make you believe in Dark State, and all they do is lose.
If Dark State was
in the NFL, they wouldn't have no fans.
Yeah, exactly. I'll put you like this. DIY is the SmackDown, as Dark State is the NXT.
Wow.
And you may be slightly insulting DIY. Not much, but maybe slightly.
I mean, when they did the shield-ish attacks early on, I mean, the third one, the crowd actually chanted, "Who are you?" Like, wow.
They were they have them come out like what's that other group that they did?
Retribution.
Yeah, Retribution. And the problem is they try to do Retribution again.
So good.
And make him a little bit more shield-like, And it was like, what's the whole purpose of this? You could have just done something totally different with these men. Mm-hmm. And you got one of them sounding like,
oh God. Oh, four.
Every time he says something, mind. Every time he says something, you got in my mind, I'm thinking pause. Every time he says something,
James.
Yeah.
The one who was actually in the ring.
Yeah. Every time he says something,
I'm four of them are horrible, boy. They are horrible. All four of them are horrible on Mike. All of them. I'm like, get them out of here, please. For them.
There's nothing good about this for them, for NXT, for WWE. You had the Shield. It was successful. Stop trying to do another Shield. It's not working. Disband Dark State. Just have them sit, put them in a thing and send them to OVW like they did with the... like DX did with the male cheerleaders.
Spirit Squad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Spirit
Squad. I'm not banned the Spirit Squad, Lord.
Well, I guess you can't send them anywhere because they're already in NXT. Oh, send them to
send them to TNA.
Legends of the future legends and all that. Send them down there.
Or LFG. Or you can send them to Evolve.
Or Evolve. Or then, split them up. Those who maybe are further along, send them to Evolve. Those who really need to start over, like my man James, send them to LFG. He need to go to LFG. He need to start over.
Which one is James?
The one that says everything that make you be like pause every time he talks.
I don't really hear him. It's, I don't,
it's like, the Caucasian one.
Okay, that's that. Now I know who you're talking about. See?
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, every time he says something, he's like, yeah, we're going to hit you hard for the back. Pause.
You know how bad it is when you have Vince Jones and Booker T is like, please don't give him the mic.
Yes. Yeah.
Our punches come. Yeah. 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 We deliver stiff. We deliver stiff shots. Pause.
We gonna ride you all the way to the pause.
And the part is, that's actually what he said too.
I'm like, bro, what did you?
This is actually what he said.
Who approved your statement? What is we doing?
I don't think it was approved. I don't think that lunacy was approved. I think he went in for. I think he went in for himself on the mic, because that could not have been approved.
If anybody approved that, that person should be fired. Not even him. That person who approved it, that's who should be fired.
I mean, it is only one person that's in charge of the NXT at the moment.
So basically, you're saying the boy toy should be fired.
I don't think the boy toy would have openly approved that. I'm sure there's someone that works under him that's supposed to approve. You know, one of the agents is supposed to approve that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the boy toy. I guess if you really think about it, he might not have been opposed to it. Some of the stuff he said in the past too. So, you know.
Yeah, Dark said we hardest. No, fool. Pause.
Pause. Every time you talk.
Right.
Pause. Just pause. Just pauses.
Are you gonna have any time for TNA?
Oh, I don't need long for TNA. Trick Willie. Matter of fact, TNA. This was TNA in a nutshell. The main thing from TNA and Wise and Cole. If y'all want to add anything, I will be more than glad to acquiesce and allow you guys, gentlemen, to add anything. The main thing in TNA is Trick Williams has refused to appear until he is required to contractually defend the championship. That will be happening at Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory. Mm-hmm.
And
finally, my man gets his shot, and
yeah,
wins.
Santangle get that title.
Because we had matches like Frankie Kazarian and Matt Cardona. I'm sorry, but maybe a year ago that would have been cool with Matt Cardona, but now it's like, all right, we good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Matt, just stay in the shadows for right now.
Win the belt or go on.
Let's get to the best part, right, man. Let's get to the best part.
Go ahead, sir.
Because we know Cole loves the elegance brand.
Why? Now, why are you going to say my trigger word?
I knew exactly where he was going to.
I knew he was going there, too.
clash by elegance.
Why are you? You want to pull something out of me, don't you?
But we do have a new contender for.
And did you smirk and smile?
Is it a worthy contender?
So
I'm a big Indy Hartwell fan.
Yeah, it's Indy Hartwell.
They're doing it too early. Dang.
So she ain't getting it.
Yeah, she's probably not gonna win the match, but it'll probably be some tomfoolery. Yeah. But the other competitors were Jody Threat and Danny Luna. So it was kind of like when I saw the match, I'm like, Indy should be winning this match, but it's too early. Now Indy has deceptively little cupcakes as well, just for y'all.
She does.
She has some deceptively little cupcakes and I'm going to even say there might be frosting. Maybe just one layer, though. Like, you know how you have the like the frosting where it's, like, heaped up high on the cupcake, and you have, like, the homemade ones with just a little bit of frosting? I think Indy would be the homemade one with a little bit of frosting.
And I can say right now, for all of you at Monitors of Wrestling, Ash by Elegance, she is the fruitcake.
Yeah, it's a slab back there. She like Meechum back there.
Oh Lord. Yeah, a piece of paper actually has more curves in her butt. Yeah. Oh, Ash by Elegance. Who is snorting lines and putting the title on her? Tony Khan, you booking TNA stuff too now? Come on, Candy Man. You can't be ruining two promotions at one time.
Yeah, Cody Johnson wasn't around for that episode when I went off on that one. Yeah, I think Cody, I think you missed that episode.
Ash by Elegance.
It ain't even the fact that she won, it's how she won that. What's the problem?
No, it's the fact they entertained the fact that she was going to win. I don't care how. I'm like,
no, how it was.
I know how her henchwomen helped out. No, I'm talking about the fact that they went into the boardroom in the back and they said, you know, between the three women that's battling, who do you think deserves to have the title? Yeah, that dumb blonde should get it.
Well, you had Marsha Simovich, which they didn't want to put it back on her, and then you gonna keep both your titles on NXT stars,
right?
Somebody got to drop it.
I'm sorry. Look,
I think Cole's point is she should have never been in the match.
Thank you. Yeah. Look, I respect Marsha, but obviously she wasn't gonna get the title back. Ash by Elegance, no. And to answer your question, yes, keep that title on JC Jane. Get someone a whole lot more worthy to take the title off her. Heck, I'll this is how bad I do not want Ash by Elegance to have the TNA Knockouts title. Get Tessa Blanchard to get the title from JC Jane.
That's strong because we know how we feel about Tessa Hogan.
Wow, I will take her over Ash by Elegance. And I don't want Tessa near the title.
I think we can go to AEW now.
One more thing.
We can just leave it right now.
There's one more thing we have to discuss. There was a 6-person tag team match that involved two sets of very delicious looking cakes.
So the 100th episode is the episode where we talk about all the cakes that we get.
The great hands and Tasha Steeles, who they are frosted cupcakes, the ones with the heavy frosting bordering on single layer cakes, and then you got Mara Sade.
Tasha Steeles.
And the thing about Mara Sade is it's not just the back, it's also the front. She got cakes on both sides. Okay. So they were in tag team. They were in a match. Tasha Steeles with the gray hands. Mara Sade has cast her lot with the Hardys because she said, correct, be around legends.
Oh, yeah. That's how you do. Become a legend. Yeah. You got to talk about that because.
Who came back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then one Nick Nemeth and Ryan. Wipe out the Hardys, Mara Sade comes to their defense, and then Nick Nemeth super kicks her. And Nemeth stand tall at the end of the show with the World Tag Team titles. So we get Nick Nemeth back. I'm sorry, but for me, and I don't know how you got gentlemen feel, but for me, he's no different than he was in WWE at this point. He came in, he had his championship run, and now he's just
Damien.
He's an also ran.
Yeah, Damien. I didn't realize he was gone.
Damien, I officially hate you now.
Didn't realize he was gone.
I officially hate you now.
Damien says the stream should be sponsored by Bluetooth. Laugh out loud. Well, the problem with that is, Damien, once you see all these voluptuous cakes, do you still need Bluetooth?
Look, Tasha steals. All she has to do is appear, and she'll talk the pants off my behind. Jeez, man.
Mara Sade. All you gotta do is
smile. She wonderful too. Yeah, she beautiful too.
Yeah, all she gotta do is smile. Mm-hmm. And what Cole said.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure Wise is fond of Tasha Steeles, that she is a part Boricua.
Boricua.
Yes. Yes. But I'm sort of a more of a Sade fan right now. She is.
I can see that. I actually can see that. Don't blame you, sir.
Again,
basically Roz is on my side because that's how me and Koo was when it came to her and Last Legend.
I'll say this about Miss Sade. Girl, get that lollipop gimmick, put it back on 10, and stick that in your mouth, girl.
Not a little way. Like a lollipop.
Yes. Yes, sir. Get without that lollipop gimmick back, please. Please get that lollipop gimmick back. Because I'm just imagining the joystick of mine. Whew, that's some good stuff right there.
You know what, Damien, you might be right. The way this is streaming going right now, you actually might be right.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Boy. Oh, man.
You ain't going to have no time for AEW at this point, the way this is going.
Oh, man. Yeah, as y'all already know, shout out to Real Wise Radio, where you can also be hearing us right now. But as y'all already know, we ain't going to have commercial breaks because we wild.
This is crazy. Jeez.
Them two
on the left part of the screen.
I'm gonna do it.
You wilding with us? What are you talking
about? I'm gonna do it this way.
I ain't have to say nothing.
I'm gonna do it this way.
That fits in the category of what y'all two got going on.
I'm gonna do it this way.
Okay,
Mr. Wise El Jefe. Any thoughts or anything that you would like to discuss from AEW? I'm going to allow you gentlemen to steer the AEW conversation. You're allowed to say we nasty. Or whatever, you ain't asking what you think about them big beefy men, are you?
Yeah.
Yo.
No, sir.
Oh, y'all, sir. Says, no, all y'all nasty.
All of us. I ain't even say nothing.
She called you out. She called you
call
out.
You called me out for her. I'm stuck in the middle with these with them two. Wise over here chilling with me and them two that's going off.
And Yolanda, the comment of y'all nasty, thank you. I appreciate that comment.
Y'all.
I 100% appreciate that compliment.
Ain't no
thank
y'all.
You,
this ain't Rush Hour.
I'm gonna channel one Brian Snow and say, "Find the lie."
Trying to throw me in this
because all we need to do is mention Randy Orton, and we know what happens, Yolanda.
Yolanda start hearing voices in her head.
That's right. They come to her. They understand. They talk to her. Don't they, Yolanda?
See, what would you get for putting y'all in there, you know? Put me in that category. Now you, this what you get. Should have left me alone. Well, I'm over here chilling in my own little world.
I will not hear Randy Orton's theme the same way ever again now.
All right. I told y'all we was going left. All right. Anything for AEW, bro. Anything for AEW. I got to pull myself in first.
Oh.
Thank you. And I tip my cap to you, Yolanda.
I really haven't been watching it. I've caught glimpses and pieces and everything. I want to give out get well soon to Will Ospreay.
Definitely.
We know he's dealing with some neck issues.
And Swerve Strickland in his knee.
And Swerve with his
knee. Definitely. But yeah, not all this with I guess I just don't like Don Callis' family. They suck personally.
What is it? Cool. There's like 50 people in that group, and how many titles they got?
It's like 50 people in the group, and they got two titles, yo. Now AEW, between AEW and Ring of Honor, they got like 50 some titles, right? And they only got two in this group. It's like half the locker room. Come on, man.
Yeah. That I don't understand.
It's like they added new members every other week. Like
and they'll never add no championships, just new members. What's the basis?
Right.
Why should I be interested in being part of a group where I ain't gonna win no championships and all I do is help other people out?
And I just can't see Ricochet as the leader. I just can't see him as a leader of a faction. It's just that me or
no? I can't. I still can't see him being a husband to Samantha the Bomb. But that's not. I don't think that's just me neither.
That's not just you either.
But I'm with you, Wise. It's hard to imagine him being a leader of a faction.
Yeah. I'm with both of y'all. At the same time.
Nice way to keep it PG.
I do my best, sir. It's not about cakes.
What are you talking about? I kept it PG the whole show. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about from what he said, because he was saying the song, but he just took a letter out and placed it with another one.
So he still hit us with a laughing face with the tongue out. Then she hit us with a drip, drip. Mm-hmm. Drip, 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 drip. And then she finished off with the RKO
me, baby.
Yeah, that's right, you love.
And I ain't hating you for that, girl.
I know that's right.
Let me see. AEW. All right. They have no idea what they want to do with Heyman. So speaking of Don Callis' family, they're gonna have Kyle Fletcher go after him. Let me see. So what was that you did earlier, Wise, when we were talking about Dark State? Oh yeah. There. Let me see. TNT title, who really gives a crap about it?
I don't even know who got the title.
Right. That my point exactly.
Kyle Fletcher.
Well, yeah, I know he has it, but that's my point exactly. They don't have an angle that surrounds it. Let me see.
Damn, Damien.
Okada ain't doing unified nothing. Let me see. Mercedes Monet, she probably is now on belt number 55.
Oh, hold on.
All right, you just stop right there.
Okada, I guess he's become this joke to me, like, because now his thing is bitch. Like,
yeah, he's nothing like he was in New Japan. How he was in New Japan.
I had a feeling Cole Johnson might go that route. So
I'm sorry, the chick is now on her 55th title. Maybe
pull a page out of Cole Johnson playbook.
Before you continue, they're now doing angles about, well, where's the TNT TBS championship? I'm like, oh Lord have mercy. So nah, you man, have he, nothing man, else to do but to have her lose where all of her titles are. Okay.
Let me pull a page out of Cole Johnson's playbook. And try not to laugh, Cole, okay? As I was perusing social media.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Fine.
Somebody decided to talk about Mercedes Moné and all the titles that she has won, saying that we should respect the fact that she all have these titles. This ain't in, this not the 1990s and the early 2000s. I don't need you going out here winning all these independent titles when you can't even win the title that company that you work for.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bull.
I don't care. And the fact that Koo is smiling is because he know how I feel about Mercedes Moné. And the fact that I'm going this route is why I don't even want to go, but I got to go this route because y'all don't know what to do with her.
Well, she can compete with Meechin for flattest behind.
Actually, she's been working on that She's been working on that. Even Koo had to admit she's been doing some work on that side right now.
Meechin. Like, what has Meechin done to you?
Who?
Besides be flat back.
No, she has a move.
Yes.
She calls it the flat back attack.
Yeah, the flat back attack. Yeah,
flat back attack. She has that. We have a lot of fun with her. Right. She's acknowledged that she's flat. I feel comfortable using her because she's acknowledged her flat.
But I actually like her. I actually like Meechin.
Meechin's still fine though with her flat.
She's still fine. Yeah, she is. Yeah, Keith Lee winning. Yeah, no question about that.
Yep.
Yeah, no question about that.
Mercedes Monday got all these freaking bells, and I'm sitting here like,
okay, so all right, let me
continue. Where's the AEW championship at?
All right, so
forgot you lost to Toni Storm.
And thank you for that segue. So you got Toni Storm. Now you have her say two curse words in every promo because you figure, well, let her be this Marilyn Monroe provocateur. The act's starting to get old.
Yeah, she also be a little bit too up on some of the women, you know.
Yeah,
it's just more so me being jealous than anything else about that, though.
All right, who gives a crap that you're bisexual? We already know that you married to one of the other wrestlers in the AEW. We get that. Yeah. So, okay, fine. So you want to munch beavers? Congratulations. Shut up.
Not beaver munching.
Oh, good Lord. It's just AEW is being a rudderless ship. So you want to know what I think about AEW with their 55 titles, almost all of them on Mercedes Moné. The most interesting thing in their program right now is Darby Allin versus Jon Moxley. And I think Jon Moxley, let me see if I can put this in brass tacks. White noise on TV is more exciting than Jon Moxley. And that is what I believe.
That is
what
I think about AEW. That's actually a true statement.
Thank you.
And let's not forget that also they bring in all these new people. They bring them in hot. Then they just turn into background characters for Jon Moxley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Darby Allin had to go almost die climbing the mountain for them to care about him again and give him anything.
Right. Right. Meanwhile, you got talent like Powerhouse Hobbs that you're like, okay, when he's on TV, doesn't really matter. Pause. And then when he's off TV, you wonder where the heck he's going to be.
Pause.
Oh, sorry. Damien says, Mercedes can compete with Stephanie McMahon and Joy Taylor for most women being on their knees.
Well, you might want to change it to most time spent on their knees, but I see what you
mean. But I think Joy's case is spent on her back.
Yeah, I think Joy's on her back more.
Joy Taylor on her back, on her knees, on her side.
Yeah, I was about to say
on her face. Yeah, standing up. Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody make these jokes and they include Joy Taylor. But tell me I'm wrong. If Joy Taylor was to hit you up and say, I want to date you. I'm dating Joy Taylor. I don't care what nobody got to say.
Nah, I would turn her down.
I would hit.
She would be my boo. We have on matching t-shirts at Christmas time and all that.
I would definitely
because both. Because I know if I date Joy Taylor, what's popping? I know what's popping.
I would dab both of you because you're my boys. I dab both of you up. Just tell me how I was when it's over, because I would not want to cast a clap from her behind.
You can't make a whole housewife.
Dang.
We ain't got to get married.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't want to cast a clap. I don't.
Oh, we getting checked before I, and all that.
I did not want to itch at the joystick. I do not want to itch at the joystick.
We're going to get checked before anything happens. All that though, you know what I'm saying?
But knowing her, from the time you checked to the time you bang it, she probably banged somebody else. I don't trust her.
That cool. I don't think she that bad. I think she uses it for. I think she uses her stunningly gorgeous assets for career advancement.
She used that mostly moist and wet juice box to bust it open for real. No.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
cool. Well, I guess you'd be talking bad about my bae, because if she hit me up and say, say less.
I would dab both you and Wise up.
Say less, my boo.
All right. So the boss was good. Cool. I wouldn't hate on that. I just don't trust my joystick around it. Nah.
I ain't mad at you, but I would do it.
Jeez.
100%.
I wish I had Cole Johnson's favorite
graphic
for this.
I like my trigger word. Who actually thought he had a shot.
Yeah, that's wild. How could you
my dude thought he really had a shot. Like he thought if he was on
in big old cans and peanut butter skin.
This dude really,
bro, your can's bigger than hers. What you mean?
I know myself. I know what I was like. You would have done nothing. Like absolutely nothing.
Not the fact she buried him on Freaky Friday with Kenny.
Yeah, buried on Freaky Friday, right.
You're fat, greasy.
See, I did not offer the trigger word, Playmaker, so you can't go to me with this.
I'm just here. At this point, I'm just here.
You got on me or buried out of the grind for bringing his name up. So now Wise brings him up, and you're not attacking him like you did me.
I didn't say his name. I just said his
Yeah, we don't say his name because he might be like Joe Hendry. We don't want that. But all right, Playmaker. We at 7:40. I know you got a couple. Here's the great thing about this though, Playmaker. Wow. WWE was garbage this week, so there's not a lot to talk about. So you didn't need a lot of time.
It's true. It was.
Wow.
I think wrestling in the whole was a really bunch of garbage this week. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't really entertained this week.
You might
episode 100 hit at the perfect time, y'all.
The best part of the whole week was Friday,
and I was gonna get to that because
AJ Lee.
I was gonna save that because
that's obvious. Yeah.
We might as well just fast forward to that right there.
Because I had some other stuff I want to get into because I know there's some things that have. I know how Raw ended. I'm pretty sure I would love to get Coop's thoughts on this because the Usos will be officially back tonight.
Bye bye, yeah. Jey Uso singles.
They need something for the tag team division. I guess they need to save the tag team division. I don't know.
It just goes to show how lazy the overall booking is.
Mm-hmm. I have no comments for that because my problem is garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm agree with you. Ooh, cool. Ain't gonna like that. The Usos are back.
I saw that. I was like, oh, Lord. Okay.
It wasn't even a need for that mess. But
no, yeah. It wasn't. And then the way they set it up, I'm like, really? So you're now gonna make so you pushed Jey to be this strong independent sort that he did not need the help of his family. And then all of a sudden you have him come back to, I can't do all this by myself. Really? Really? So you basically going to chop Jey his legs from underneath him to basically make him so codependent on his family that that singles run that he did that was 2 years long does not matter at all.
I mean, he's going against the Vision.
I don't give a crap if he's going against the impaired, the blind and impaired. I mean, you do not build up a guy for 2 years and then you chop him off of the knees.
Well, guess what? When you got Seth Rollins on top and you put him with Bron Breakin' Brunson Reed and they take out the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, that only leaves Jey Uso.
Oh, and PSA to Seth Rollins. You don't need to say another thing on the mic. Just have your theme music sing the talk for you. Because everything that comes out of your mouth doesn't even matter. Just the whoa, just do that for like 3 minutes, have them chant, and then have them kick you out the ring.
Can we just get the music and not him?
Yes.
Okay. I like that even better.
Yes. I know you have to speak about him in later on, but I just had to get that out now.
You good? That's the only thing I wanted to give for Monday Night Raw. Cause
good, because Monday Night Raw was that's about all it was to talk about.
Great garbage.
The Usos are back.
Someone would like to know what we were talking about. And
oh, who they were talking? They were talking about George Taylor.
No,
that's no.
She wants to know the trigger word.
I need to know.
I'll text it to you.
That'll work.
I'll text it to you.
It's better. Yeah, text it to her is better.
I'll text it to her.
I'll put it this way: it's a black whale that actually goes on one of those.
The thanks you know sports, but clearly never play any with anything but itself.
I'll text it to you that way. You don't have to.
He played offensive line at Ball State. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's.
Yeah, I bet he did play offensive line at Ball State.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, he did.
Let's get to Friday Night SmackDown.
Fool speaks like he has joysticks in his mouth.
All right, first and foremost, the final SmackDown in John Cena's career happened to be in Chicago out of all places.
That was appropriate. I mean, he debuted on the roster in Chicago, so actually in the same building, so that makes sense.
And he got a U.S. title match against Sami Zayn, and Brock Lesnar showed up.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he has some choice words after he got done beating up John Cena and Sami Zayn. He has some choice words on his way out.
And that was half a SmackDown.
Okay,
that one match.
The half that mattered, yes.
The half that mattered because you had Aleister Black and Damian Priest go at it. And...
Yeah, that was cool.
Damian Priest is my man, but it's that program to me sucks. It just this stuff like
I at least let him get the United States Championship. Like, come on, man! Like, what are we doing?
They don't know what they want to do with Priest. That's the issue.
You know what they want to do with anybody?
That's what I'm saying. So he had the World Championship last year, and then once you have him job it to Gunther, you did not know what you wanted to do with the guy, and so for a full year he has been aimlessly wandering.
This is what I need to happen. I need him and Mike Santana to come in and form the new version of Los Boricuas. That's what I need.
Ooh. That wouldn't be look, dude. Wise, I would love that. I would love that.
Or they could get get old boy from AEW, and then they could be LAX. New LAX.
Oh, it's he's new version of LAX.
Well, y'all brought her name up multiple times, but Meacham gets a United States title match because she beat Miss James to get the opportunity.
And we already knew what was going to happen.
Before she got beat down.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically her flat butt met the flat canvas again, 1, 2, 3. Julia still is the women's U.S. champion.
And then the moment that everybody was waiting for on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I have to say this before you set it up. I am so happy now that people want Becky Lynch to be off the television set. I am smiling now. Her time is up. Get her off.
So, as Raw was going off the air, Becky Lynch decided to smack around CM Punk. CM Punk didn't raise no hand, no fist. You know, he left the ring. So, I'm not going to do it.
Well, before that, he said, you'll regret putting your hands on me. And then he left the ring. Yep.
Left the ring. He made it with Adam Pearce in the back because Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch took off.
So, yeah.
He asked him, where's SmackDown going to be Friday?
Yeah, where's SmackDown going to be?
Chicago. Why?
Hometown.
Splendid. CM Punk walks off. I feel like, what is that supposed to mean? You know darn well what that's supposed to mean. His butt is going home to be on SmackDown.
Yeah, going to Adam Pearce's home too, I think. So yeah.
Milwaukee.
Oh, he's in Milwaukee. I thought he was in Chicago. My bad.
No, Milwaukee. I just happened to catch that. You know how the gentlemen, they like to come on social media and try to tell you what's going to happen on the show that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about Milwaukee in his hometown. So I was like, oh, I didn't know he's from Milwaukee. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
We get SmackDown. Seth Rollins is there. Becky Lynch is there. CM Punk is there. Becky does it again. Smashing around CM Punk. CM Punk says, everybody knows me. Know I won't raise my hand to a woman. Unfortunately for you, fortunately for me, I know somebody who will. All you have to hear, let's light it up. And that whole place came unglued.
Well, they had been cheering for it all night anyway, so.
And they were cheering, and they were cheering. Oh, they were drowning out Becky by chanting AJ Lee's name. So yeah.
How dare you chant somebody that's not here over me?
Because she actually is more interesting than you, chick.
Right.
They did the same thing with their chant CM Punk. Which Becky Lynch said that's the reason why she's mad at CM Punk, because they were changing his name during her matches. Like, they were changing his name in every match. It didn't matter who he was.
Well, you shouldn't suck so much, and then maybe they would change your name.
I mean, or have Nia Jax punch you in the mouth, punch you in the nose again. That solves that problem.
Mm. You hear? Let's light it up. Then you had the place goes glue, but people on social media. Some was acting crazy, couldn't control herself. Others was like, no, I got to see it first. I have to see it. She shows up. That woman's been gone for 10 years.
And looks the same.
And that woman has better abs than me.
She has better abs than about 98% of America. And she had better abs than that 10 years ago.
And I wanted to say, which AJ Lee we gonna get? Are we gonna get a new AJ Lee? Or are we gonna get the same one? Oh no, we got the same one. Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she should have.
I mean, she's married to CM Punk. She got to be kind of crazy. You have to keep nursing peanut butter brittle feel back to health when you get hurt.
Oh wow! You had to resort to his nickname, and he hasn't been. He actually hasn't been. He must have knocked on some wood. He hasn't been injured in what, a year and a half.
It is something cool is not going to let go. It is something cool's not going to let go.
However, cool is correct. Dude has been brittle for a lot of his career.
So AJ skips around the ring. And you can see Becky Lynch
begging off.
Like, she don't know what to do at this point. And Vince Russo, do me a favor. I gotta get this one out. Vince Russo, shut the hell up.
Tell him why you mad, son.
Yeah, tell him why you mad, son.
This man complains every freaking week
about everything.
Vince Russo is just unhappy. He complains about every wrestling show that comes on. He's just an unhappy person because nobody cares about him.
He ain't gonna work. He ain't working. He ain't ruining any more wrestling companies. So
now he's in need of, although he's uglier than Brillo Pad. Now you can send George Taylor to him.
I would not do that to George Taylor.
George Taylor coming with me.
I would not do that to George Taylor. This man, I actually want to say this a while ago when he started talking about Stephen Van Caro. I'm like, I want to, if I can slap you, I would right now. You don't leave Stephen Van Caro alone.
Better leave La Primera alone.
Stephen Van Caro.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get put in the devil kiss. That's all he's trying to do.
He can put me in the devil kiss all day long.
Wake up, Cole. You're not.
Yeah.
Not Cole Johnson wants to replace Booker T. That's what
he's doing. In the devil kiss all day long.
So, them fools ruined the move now. I'm like, oh, I'm like, no, just fly Booker T in whenever Stephanie LaCare does a match. And then roll him out on commentary and just say, look, you ain't saying jack until we get Stephanie LaCare's match. And then when she does the devil's kiss, go to town. And then when she's finished, we'll shoo you away and go backstage.
So that was my first issue with him. My second issue with him, he was talking about how Becky Lynch was reacting to AJ Lee returning. Do you understand when a woman's been gone for 10 years and she's known for being crazy? You can't smile at that.
And in character, that was, it's funny, we're talking the words trigger words. That was the character's trigger word, crazy. Because she would go ballistic on anybody who ever mentioned that she was crazy.
Like, Becky Lynch played that role like, I don't know what she's going to do. I don't want to know. But just in case, I'm trying to be prepared right now. So, yes, there's some little scaredness in there. Because it's like, I don't know which way she's going to go. And she's smiling, too, which is at me, for the most part. That's also creepy.
Yeah.
You're returning and you're smiling at me. You're not even mad. You're not even trying to bun rush me because I slapped your husband. You're smiling at me and it's creepy.
And number three, you should retire already.
Miz played that right.
Oh, she did. And number three, Russo, you should retire now. Your presence is worse than LeBron James in the NBA.
Russo may not know it, but he's been retired because ain't nobody gonna hire him.
No.
Your style is an entertaining brow. Who gives a crap?
I didn't see Matt Riddle's comments about that. And plus, I really don't care about Matt Riddle's comments because Matt Riddle just talking out his, you know what?
So I wanted to put this up. Let me read that first for those who are listening on Real Wives Radio because you won't be able to see it, right? So Damian says, question, speaking of AJ Lee, what's y'all thoughts on Matt Riddle comments about AJ Lee and CM Punk? My thoughts are simply this, Damian. Maybe Matt Riddle should spend more time getting to shows and paying the people back that he owes for all the shows that he no-showed and less time worrying about AJ Lee and CM Punk. You're not there because you're doing the same thing that you did in WWE. You are flaky, you're unreliable, and you're not that great of a worker.
And he likes to smoke butts too much.
Yeah, so maybe you need to spend more time trying not to get high all the time off Mary Jane.
Hey.
It doesn't work for him, Wise. I'm not saying everybody, but it doesn't work for him.
No. I said he smokes it too much.
Yeah, just for him, not for everybody else. Everybody else, they can. You can smoke all day if you can handle it. This guy clearly can't.
If you handle it, cool. Right. So
Mary Jane a little bit. And how about you make some shows and you ain't got the money to pay the people back? That's why you ducking. So how about you do what you need to be doing and don't worry about them?
And that's here's the comments that Damian was referencing. Riddle recently appeared on TMZ's Inside the Ring, where he was asked about Punk, saying, quote, CM Punk is a he can't beat me in a fight. If he wants to step up, he can meet me in a bare knuckle boxing fight. He can meet me in an MMA cage. Whatever, dude, it doesn't matter. Close quote. When Riddle was asked about Lee, he fired off the attack by saying, quote, AJ, I have no problems with her. She never stepped into, well, I mean, to be fair, and I'm not one to talk, I'm a little snooty myself. She did get around from what I heard. But no disrespect to that. It's whatever. People like to hook up. And if that's the worst thing you did, whatever. I've done it too. Close quote. Shut up, son. Is this the way you have to be relevant? Really?
Hold on. Oh, you know what? You know what? I wasn't going to go here. Cool. We might be going to overtime because the fact that he read that comment, I got to go this route now.
And I wish I was joking. That dude said that.
Between Matt Ritter and Ronda Rousey, both of y'all can shut the hell up. The two MMA fighters who only became stars because of the people. And once the people got tired of your gimmick, it was that. Now y'all want to wait, years after you've been released? Now you want to start talking now? Especially Ronda.
Wrestling.
Ronda, you really getting on my goddamn nerves.
Wrestling Alexa Bliss was a joke.
First of all, Alexa Bliss was champion at that time. And matter of fact, one of the top champions at the time.
Yeah, one of the top sellers. Men or women.
Hey, if you pay attention today, anytime Alexa Bliss come out, that place is going crazy. Because we love Alexa Bliss. Half of the audience liked you. The other half tolerated you is a difference. We want you to be quiet. Don't say nothing. You don't want to come out of WWE? Nobody's going to lose sleep over it. Whatsoever.
I thought, Ronda, you were busy being a mama. And you peaced out. You said that the backstage of WWE was toxic and you didn't want to have anything to do with the industry again. What gives?
Paycheck gives. That paycheck. That TKO money.
Yeah, the TKO money. They're getting TKO money.
and if that's the case, go talk to Dana White. Because they bought a TKO too.
Now I'm thinking about that song, Adderab Money.
Really?
But Matt Riddle and Ronda Rousey want to focus on WWE. Hello, UFC is the partner.
You always going to take shots at the big dog.
How about y'all two go back to MMA? Get y'all behinds in the goddamn ring. And if we see you getting knocked out, we know what it is.
Listen, man. Peanut Brittle Field is not getting in no MMA ring with nobody.
I'm not talking about CM Punk.
Because he already had a taste of that. So, yeah. You know, he'll do that again.
I respect CM Punk. He spoke truth on it. He tried it. It didn't work out.
I was talking about
the two MMA people who tried WWE and want to all of a sudden talk about the WWE.
That's putting it lightly. It didn't work out.
So the thing is, neither one of them are going back to MMA. Ronda Rousey got ran out of MMA by getting knocked the freak out. That's why she was in WWE in the first place. And Matt Riddle probably can't pass the drug test.
I don't know if he can pass an IQ test, let alone a drug one.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but I agree with that 1,000%.
I just need both of them to shut up.
But unfortunately, gentlemen, I have to head out. I have some work I need to finish.
No worries, sir. We about to get a ball field, but appreciate you hopping on, man. Great conversation with you, sir. And appreciate thank you for allowing us another platform.
Appreciate having me. You guys have me on episode 100, man. And
yes, sir.
I look forward to being on another episode. So,
hey, man. Tell you like I told Yolanda and Cole. Straight like that so everybody can hear it. Hey, ever you want to get on, hey, the invitation is there.
Preview the first ever WWE Premium Live event for ESPN. Feel free when we got WrestlePalooza coming up.
Yeah, it's this weekend.
No, that's in a couple of weeks, not this week.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, it's the 20th. Oh, my bad.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, love you guys. Peace out.
Love you too, brother. My ace. Man,
I'm happy that Damian put up Matt Riddle because I ain't not think Cole Jones was gonna read that whole quote.
It just shows how crap for brains Matt Riddle is.
And then I was like, you know what? Since he went that route, let me bring it on the route, see where I met it.
Ronda always gotta stay relevant. People trying to find ways to stay relevant.
Now she was nice toward John Moxley, but it was because he's helping out one of her fellow four horsewomen brethren in Marina Shafir.
I have nothing nice to say about Marina Shafir at this moment in time.
Oh, you mean the Botch Queen?
I have nothing nice to say about the woman Marina Shafir at this moment in time.
No, that was nice. She's the Botch Queen.
That is not nice. I'm sorry, but I ain't want to go that route.
I'll go there because it's the truth.
It's true, good, you know.
Chickabotch Queen.
there's some things I like to keep to myself.
I would love to keep it to myself, but she needs to not touch other wrestlers. And then we won't have that problem.
Her husband needs to work with her.
Yeah. And I'm about to say, isn't he considered one of the safest workers in the business?
Roger Strong. He's definitely been wrestling with her. Except for, I guess, a different kind of wrestler.
And by the way, hey, y'all leave Big Jim alone, okay? He did not have to receive caution. He was following orders from his wife, and, you know, certain things happen.
Listen, man.
Name me too much. I love it.
Though. Leave him alone because he waited a lot of long time to shoot the club up.
Yeah. You know, congratulate him for shooting the club up. Right.
He lasted much longer than I would. That club would have been shot up a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
So pretty much, Naomi only got to this run that she had with you.
No, she would have got to the one because she would have already had the kid. The kid would be like 7 or 8 by now. You know what I'm saying?
I would have shot the club up long time ago. Long ago.
Like, what are you doing? They just take a year off. They ain't really using you good no way. They're going to take you a year off.
Oh Lord!
But I am loving the fact Naomi's still in character while she's out.
It's beautiful.
She crashed out on social media.
Hey, I mean it keeps her relevant. I like it.
Big Jim sleeping outside with the fleas. I was like, that's just brutal.
Pulling her hair out and. Saying that this generation don't deserve to be around AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
I'm like, Trinity's still on one, that's for sure.
Hey, you're gonna stay in character, you stay in character.
In character. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, speaking of going off, my favorite moment to have him going off, I forgot what episode it was. He just, you know what? And I was like, oh, you know, you get the full screen for this,
not the full screen.
I said, no, you get the full screen for this. I don't need to be on screen. You just go off. I just be in the back enjoying this. He went for a good 20 minutes. Matter of fact, it was Paul, Tony Khan. Matter of fact, it was wrestling as a whole because Tony Khan got it, Paul got it.
Not as a whole. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that week. He cool was not happy about that week of wrestling. So I just got to sit back and enjoy the 20 minutes off camera that I got. Good, that was funny.
Oh my gosh.
Matter of fact, not well, I remember what it was. It was coming off of Saturday night's main event.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite moments was one of the earlier episodes when we just kind of, you know, we was going through, we were talking about different stuff. And actually, it was the moment that I introduced Cakes. And I gave a quick explanation on Cakes. And at that point, I feel like we turned a corner on just, you know, being able to just relax on the show. Because, you know, you start a new show, you got to kind of get the right vibe. Like, now you couldn't tell, but like when we first started, we knew each other. We had done stuff before, but you still got to get the right vibe for the show.
Yo, chemistry. So
now yeah, now we in cruise control. But that, I feel like Cakes was a very, the introduction of Cakes into the show, I feel like was a very important moment in the history of Monarchs of Wrestling.
Playmaker. Okay, so Playmaker, what say you, sir?
When that man introduced Cakes, I'm saying, like, this is what I got to deal with. He was like, yeah, I got to acknowledge my women.
Yeah. We got to show them some love. They put a lot of work into their figures, especially as a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Like wrestlers, yeah. Bodybuilders, they put a lot of work into their figures, cheerleaders. So I felt like we needed to give them a way to be acknowledged outside of their actual wrestling ability, which we don't just sit there and say, oh, they're just Cakes. No, we talk about how great they are at wrestling, but then we also compliment them on their cakesual levels.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Jada Parker. The great woman wrestler. Is fine, but she's great on the stick, and she's really good in the ring, too.
Fine is all about those.
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry, yes, but sir. It does help when you get to eat.
Oh wow! Yeah. Are you saying that she and the Yeet Master
saying? That's what's being videos. Reported. What you mean?
That's what's being reported. There's a lot of yeeting going on.
I was thinking, I was like, not Jay, and then a video popped. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I can't ignore that. All right, one of my favorite moments. The day Kuma King came around to the Queen Charlotte Flair.
Boy. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. Sometimes, you know, it's not that you're wrong. It's just that things haven't been highlighted and presented to you in the proper manner. And then when they are, you're like, okay.
If the coach on the episode you don't know is when she was on SmackDown, she was rocking that Adidas fit. Uh-huh. Cool came on the show and he's like, I've turned the corner. I was like, what?
I turned the corner.
That outfit did it for me.
No, I turned the corner.
That outfit did it for me. She ain't got no cakes, but hey, yeah. It's okay. Everybody ain't got to have cakes. You can still acknowledge and admire the cakes, but hey.
Yeah, she's somewhat easy on the eyes, but she possesses no cakeage.
I was like, yes, he came around. Cool, that's coming to my side. Probably the only time I get him on my side, but it's a victory for me.
Not the only time. I mean, I would say more often than not, we're not on the same side, but there are plenty of times where we are as well. It's probably like a 55. That's probably like a 53, 47.
Okay. When it comes to Naomi, Bianca, and Jay, that's like automatic. So I don't even count them. That's like automatic. You will never catch me cool talking ill about Bianca, Naomi, or Jay in any way. That is not going to happen. We don't care if they commit murder.
No need to.
We don't care.
Let's hope it. Hopefully, yeah, no it doesn't to. Come to that.
I'm not using that as a reference.
But
them three is off limits.
There's no lie in that either, though.
Everybody else is up for debate between the two of us.
Not there's no lie in it either.
There's no lie in that, though.
When it comes to them three, oh no, we gonna be on the same page regardless.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're actually on the same page with Mercedes Moné as well. It's just that. When we come to cakeage, I have to put her in one specific group because it's just not really there. Like, she's trying, and you got to give her props for effort, but we still got a ways to go.
He comes at the cakeage, I come at what the heck she's doing in the business. This is my displeasure.
The titles have more curvature than Mercedes Moné. Come on.
See, that's where it'd be different. I don't care about the curvature. I just, like, you're not where I need you to be.
And she got 79 belts.
Matter of fact, I need to add one more to the protected list, the lesser list. Oh, yeah. Unless the list is potato too.
You can put Jordan Grace on that list for me. I don't know how you feel, but when you look, when you, I can see.
Once we get done with this rivalry with Blake Monroe, then we can probably revisit that conversation.
You don't have a problem with her. You just, Blake Monroe is on the list as well, though.
Blake Monroe is like my, she's my.
Oh, she's on the list as well. She's on the list as well. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Blake Monroe is fine.
I love my. I forgot Rhea Ripley is in. Oh Lord, Rhea Ripley is in that category by herself.
You already know, mommy.
Yes, she is.
The list is a little. It's actually a couple more people on there too. We'll just stop right there. But yeah, let's just say there's quite a few people that we do agree on as far as the ladies go, for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here because Raw is on, and I want to see if I'm going to get my Usos back. And I get to hear Welcome to the Penitentiary. I love that part. Or it is just a short stint just to help get Jay over this mountain of the bronze.
Paul, don't mess it up. Come on, Paul, don't mess it up. Ryan, you an hour and a half late, sir.
Talking about fur, you hour, fur though. Don't mess it up. Fur, though.
Yeah, we is getting ready to get up out of here.
Come back next Monday, Ryan, and you'll get more cakes.
You come back next Monday, we got you. I promise you, it'll be cakes for days.
Trust me, he can't. He has to mention cakes. It is a requirement of Monster Wrestling. Cakes have to be mentioned.
And I wanted more cake. Why not?
Birthday cake and all that.
I say it's a requirement. I ain't say it was a. Yeah. I ain't say it was an option. I said it was a requirement. It's a difference.
I'm just saying, birthday cake and all that. I just wanted to throw that out there. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Big dog. But yeah, good people. Episode 100. George Taylor
throws it out there.
Hey, y'all say what y'all want. That could be my boo. You know what I'm saying? That's my boo.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not cause, you know, she had to do what she had to do to get where she needed to get to. You know what I'm saying? How many of us can honestly say if some older cougarific woman say, you do this and you'll get this raise, that we wouldn't at least entertain the idea?
Actually, I don't even call her that. She only but 38.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm saying
for
men.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's cool. I mean, she's an expert sleeper. I'm good with that.
My toes will be curling. All that stuff. Yeah. So Ryan says, I'll stop by only if you stop by and talk Jets with us tonight. We're on in 30. Ryan, I will get on there, but it won't be tonight, sir. But I will get on there. Yeah, I got you.
Maybe Cole Johnson when I want to get on a sleeping.
I hit him with the Sami Zayn. I got you, my dog.
My dog.
I'm gonna have the show feeling quite oozy, my dog. Yep. All right, y'all. So
yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
I appreciate everybody, and hopefully we get another 100 plus.
Yes, it's
been fun doing this with the Playmaker. We have different, you know, a lot of differences, so it makes it work. Because you know, some things you expect us to be on opposite sides, and we're not. And some things you expect us to be together, and we're not. And Ryan hits me back with my dog. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that's 100 down, man. 100 more to go. We're just trying to keep growing the show, man. Make sure you're telling people. Make sure you're sharing it, man. We're trying to run these views up. We need to be over 100 every week, y'all. We need some assistance from those who watch the show. You know, help us help your boys get where they're trying to get to. You know what I mean? And as always, it's never where you start. It's always where you finish. For my man, Cole Johnson, for Wise El Jefe, who blessed us with his presence as well as Key. Mm-hmm. And those in the chat, it's your boys, Cool Playmaker. We're going to see y'all back next week for 101. We ain't doing the outro, Monarchs. We out.